Hey, so welcome to Food, Fashion, and Foolish Fornication. This is Gina Ruccioni talking about clearly the only three things that matter. Of course, there are other things that matter, but, you know, this is what I do and know best. And I'm here with my friend Paul.
Hey, Gina.
Hello, darling. How are you?
So good to see you. Well, I'm full of wine, actually.
Oh, good.
Getting there.
Oh, yeah. Well, full of food.
Cheers, dear.
Cheers to that.
Yes. That's the only way to really finish a meal.
Yeah, with wine.
And to begin one, I guess.
I feel like it helps digest. Like, it helps the digestion process.
Gina, I feel like wine helps everything. You know? Good or bad, it helps. It helps.
Did you see that Lindsay Lohan tweet? And she's like, I'm having a salad for dinner. Actually, I'm having a salad with grapes. Actually, it's just grapes. Okay, fuck you, it's wine.
Yeah, you know what? She bit that off somebody else because I've seen that before. I've seen a lot of people reblock that. So it's not her. She's just a mess, just like the rest of us.
Oh,
you know, I think they give her a bad breath, but you know, she has her fun. So do I.
I think she handles it well. Her mental breakdowns and whatnot.
I'm not a Lohan by any means, but I'm also not one to pass judgment.
No, you know? I once bought a $200 pair of sweatpants, so I'm certainly not in the position to judge anyone.
No. I would never.
I mean, it is
Lindsay Lohan.
I've seen your closet, Paul.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's huge. It's huge. I mean, you can get lost in it.
I'd love to get lost in it. So.
Me too.
So we went to breakfast, which was so fucking necessary,
right? Oh, 100% a need.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. So I sit down with you guys, and our friend Mary's there, too, of course. And I'm told that soy is not good for you. So I feel like everything that I've ever known about eating healthy for breakfast flew out the window.
Yeah. You have to unlearn everything you've learned about food in general.
Well, that's the thing with you, Gina. I feel like you always enlighten me with something new, which is so great you're doing this radio show.
Yeah. Well, so part of that, though, is the whole soy. I guess soy is so, like, genetically modified that it's essentially like eating not real food.
Now, here's the thing that that kind of turns me off to soy. Still, I don't care because, you know, I'm trying to watch my weight, whatever. I'm not a big guy, of course, but still, you got to be careful. But now, here's the thing. Now, my ex-boyfriend, don't get me started on him right now. We'll be on that in a little bit. He told me, and I do believe this, that that it gives you man boobs. That
it does.
It's got estrogen.
It does.
And I said, can I get you some soy resub? He said, absolutely not. I said, I love it. Why don't you like it? Well, I don't want man boobs, Paul. Do you want man boobs? Well, no, I don't. But I also don't want to get fat eating steak. So what are you going to do? You know what I mean? So that's the whole ordeal we went through today at breakfast.
But that breakfast burrito looked amazing.
You know, it was okay. The steak one probably would have been better.
Okay.
But I don't feel as bad.
Okay.
But apparently I'm growing man boobs as a result. As I sit here and drink my wine, don't care. You know?
Well, I feel like breakfast burritos, though, also are like, oh, God, it's hard to find a good one. Mm. Like, sometimes I, like, get drunk the night before on a mission just so that, like, the next morning I can have an excuse to eat a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. And they do usually help.
They do. Yeah. And then it, like, puts you right into a nap.
Yeah, except right now I'm not a nap. But, again, if you follow up with wine, you know,
right.
you don't go to sleep right after. You got to keep drinking some wine, you know. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
You know, I was surprised at breakfast today, too, because I'm outraged by the price of drinks these days. So, you know, I got a Bloody Mary today, expected it to be $12. To my surprise, it was $6. $6.
Well, you're in Long Beach, darling.
Yes, but then I look at the bill, and your glass of champagne, mind you, it was Cook's champagne, the cheapest champagne you could possibly get.
Was it Cook's?
Was $9.
No.
Yes. I don't understand the prices of it, but
well, restaurants are running a racket.
I guess, but $6 for a Bloody Mary. I mean, I'm not going to complain about that.
Well, it's probably vodka.
Well, vodka, yeah,
vodka. And you know, little tomato juice. I mean, pretty much.
I guess so. And that is kind of a weird drink if you think about it. Like, I'm not really a big tomato juice drinker, but apparently, if you put vodka in anything, Gina, I mean, I'll drink it.
Well, I have to tell you that tomato juice is supposed to help hydrate. So when you're
hydrate my man boobs. Because they're growing right now.
They are growing. Yeah. They're not, Paul.
No. Well, thank you.
They're not. But I usually drink tomato juice if I'm on a flight. And I don't know where the fuck I read that. That could just be an old wives' tale. Although sometimes I hear things and I'm like, oh, that's true. That's got to be true.
Apparently, I'm growing man boobs. That's got to be true.
Yeah,
There's some truth to that. And apparently, this soy stuff is not healthy for you.
But that is like a known fact.
I did not know that until today, and I'm still questioning the validity of that.
It's fucked.
Yes, it is. I mean, I feel like with food, Gina, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, damned either way.
Well, I think a huge part of it is portions.
Well,
but then this is another problem because then I see it and I morning, I was like, I'm not even hungry. And
me neither. I was full when I got to breakfast.
I ordered toast extra.
On top of your fruit. Although I will say you didn't eat the fruit. You gave it to me because, you know, I wasn't hungry. And so after eating my whole breakfast burrito, that gave me man boobs. I also followed it up with some fruit.
I don't know. Lately, I've just been so hungry.
Oh, I feel like I was born hungry. Gina, can I tell you that the only time I'm not hungry is when I'm eating? And as soon as the fork goes down, guess who's hungry again? Oh, I am. Got to get some man boobs growing here, you know?
Oh, my God. No. What a
I mean, it'll be the day if I have to get a bra, Gina. But I don't, thankfully. Thankfully, I'm very far away from that.
I have to tell you, I have smaller tits than most men.
Oh, I feel like we got the same size.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, if you need a bra, I have a really
oh,
great...
That's fantastic.
Lime green.
Well, give me a couple more breakfast burritos, and I'll check back with you. Maybe at the end of summer, I can... That lime green will look wonderful with my blue eyes.
I have to tell you, though, I think that whole thing about you... The only time you're not hungry is when you're eating.
That's true. Yeah, you can relate to that.
Do you remember when Koshka was getting married and we had to go, well, you weren't there, but we had to go look for bridesmaids' dresses and it took hours.
Bridezilla.com.
Hours. Mm. And, she had to bring me like a package of nuts. Like she used to carry nuts in her purse for me because I would like, there would be like a switch that flipped and it just like, I got mean.
Here's the thing. I don't want nuts. I want Rice Krispies treats, you know? I always pass up on the nuts, unless they're peanuts, which I found out are also bad.
They're not good for you.
No, they're not. But those are the ones I like, of course.
Well, yeah.
But you give me an almond. Oh, no, thank you. I'll pass. That's the other time I'm not hungry is when you give me an almond. Then I don't want it at all. But other than that, please give me all the food.
I die.
I know. I just can't stop. But, you know.
Can't stop.
What are you going to? No, never. Never. Cool. Miley Cyrus. Wrecking Ball.
Oh yeah, God. Speaking of my birthday. Felt the need to get drunk and lip sync to that.
Oh, dear. How was that?
Well, in my mind, I thought it looked
so cool.
Well,
that's the thing with drinking. You think you look so badass. And here's the thing. Now, in this modern day, we have cell phones that capture everything.
Right.
Everything. You know, and you go back and look at it the next day, and you think, oh, my gosh, I remember I was the king of the night.
Yeah.
Or in your case, the queen.
Yeah.
I was just the shit last night.
Like, and thanks, whiskey. I can dance.
Oh, really well.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, you sit down. You know what I mean? There's a new guy in town. His name's Paul. And then you watch it the next day,
and you are
the wrecking ball.
You
are the wrecking ball.
You died.
Yes. You came in like a wrecking ball, and you wrecked. Really, really bad. But now here's the good thing. People don't usually realize it because they're drinking with you.
Right,
but
then
the next day. And then you just feel like an asshole.
Well, then I watched it 3 days later.
Oh, no.
And it's on my friend's computer, and I was mortified.
Oh, gosh. Now, here's the thing. So, I went to a club for my birthday when I turned 27. I was really, really excited about it, and I had, like, maybe, honestly, 25 of my closest friends there. Got a table at one of the hottest clubs in Hollywood, and I got hotel rooms with my friends. I wasn't going to drink all day. I had two or three beers. I wanted to keep it cool, and my friend Wendy came, and she was the only person that wasn't staying at the hotel. She got to the bar early, and she bought me a bottle of whiskey. And I was not going to drink hard liquor, but they talked me into taking one shot of vodka, which, whatever, we had bottle service. It was my birthday, of course. They came out with fireworks and everything.
Yeah, and you have to.
Oh, my God. It's your, yeah, of course.
If there's fireworks, you have to.
Of course. Of course. And so, and it was a hot guy, and he was wearing a tank top, comes with a firework, gives me some liquor. I do one shot of it, and then I notice that my friend Wendy gave me this bottle of whiskey. And then I start drinking it under the table. Literally under the table. I start drinking this. And I'm like, oh, people aren't going to know. People aren't going to know. Well, Gina, I found this out the next day. I ended up leaving at 12:15. We spent about $3,000 on this table. And I had gotten cut off at God knows what. And they didn't really have to cut me off because they weren't giving me any alcohol because I was drinking it under the table. Which makes no sense because we had fireworks at our table with vodka bottles. And I'm sitting here drinking this cheap whiskey that my friend Wendy brought me. And so we had to leave. And my friends pull out a cell phone camera. And they think that it would be a great idea to capture this on video and show me.
No.
Yes. And so they put me into a cab, take me back to the hotel. And this hotel was kissing my ass. And the concierge guys come up to me and says, oh, Mr. Roberts, what happened? And this is all on video. Of course, I have no idea. And I'm falling over, head down. I got
Mr. Roberts.
I have one hand over my friend's shoulder, the other one over the other friend's shoulder. And the concierge comes and brings me a wheelchair.
No!
Wheels it behind me, and my friends put me down on it, and they film me getting put on it, and they film me being wheeled all the way to my room. And so I watched that, actually, this happened 3 years ago, about to turn 30. happened about 3 years ago. I watched it just the other day for the first time in like 2 years. What on earth was I thinking? And so that's the problem with getting things on video, much like your birthday.
Sure.
It's awful watching back in the next day. Try 3 years from now. You think you're a wrecking ball now. Wait till you're 33.
Well, I didn't even think. I just was like, it was funny, you know, but it wasn't. But Jesus, but don't get me wrong. I've had moments like that as well. And then you don't.
Did they film them though?
This was pre-cell phone. This is Nokia cell phone, pop on the face, different color.
Oh yeah.
So that's your
5 second maximum clip because your battery runs out of memory.
I don't even think there was a video.
No, probably not. Which is a good thing. But you know, so I'm glad that we didn't grow up with video cameras in high school because I worry for these kids today.
I can't believe, I volunteer a lot and I see kids tweeting where they are at lunch.
Ew.
Like, bitch, where else are you going to be other than the cafeteria?
Okay, honestly.
Like,
and are you eating a tuna sandwich or a turkey sandwich? Because you know what? Everybody's eating that and it's probably stale.
But also, like, who gives a shit?
Nobody.
No?
Nobody but everybody. See, here's the thing. Everybody cares about themselves and they think, oh, and this is, I mean, I've been guilty of this myself, where you post something and think everyone's going to think I'm fantastic. And look how cool I am. Oh, today I'm at the cafeteria. Granted, I don't do that, but here I am in Long Beach. I haven't checked in yet, but I will. And honestly, nobody gives a shit where I am, what I'm doing today. Nobody. I'm single.
Well, I disagree. I think there are probably people, because I know I have a... There's some people that are like scoping out because I get like weird text messages from people like, "Oh, I saw that you were doing this."
Well, you know, I do too. Actually, I take that back. But we're adults. Maybe it's different when you're.
Maybe it's worse.
Maybe no. So here's the thing. So I went to, of all things, I went to a Marilyn Manson concert the other day.
Stop.
I did.
Stop it. Hold on a second. Yeah, when you say the other day, do you mean seven years ago?
No, I mean like today is Sunday, and I went on Wednesday to a Marilyn Manson concert.
Explain yourself.
Well. The tickets weren't selling at all. And
Shit.
How weird. Oh.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. And so they put them on sale on Groupon or one of those things. Whatever.
Oh, God. And they're social.
Whatever it was. They were $10. And so I'm like, look, I went to a movie last night, too. It was $33 for two people. So I thought, look, it's $10 a ticket, cheaper than a movie. Why not? You know, it's down the street from me. My friends want to go and... My friend David ended up buying tickets, and we went, and it was whatever. His brother came, who was not of drinking age, and drank way too much. He didn't get carded, ended up leaving, going to the bathroom, came back on God knows what. It was a terrible time. But anyways, the whole reason why I started telling you the story is because at the beginning of the concert, before all of that damage happened with his little brother, my friend David told me, Paul, he's like, I just want you to know something. I said, well, what is that? He goes, well, it's about your social media. I said, what? My social media. Okay. And he goes, it makes me so happy to see you on social media. And I said,
oh,
great. I'm like, that's weird. Why? And he goes, because I know 100% of the time, if I look at your page, I know that you are having so much more fun than me. And I'm so jealous.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Almost, and like, it almost like made,
I thought he was about to do like an intervention, like, listen, your social media.
No, I wasn't sure what to expect. And then a couple days before that, my other friend told me the same thing. It was about Snapchat. And she said, hey, I haven't seen you on Snapchat in a couple days. And I'm like, well, you know, actually today I went to work and I'm at the cafeteria. Do you want to see that? No, of course not. She said, well, you know, it makes me sad to not see you on social media because I just, my life sucks without you.
You know what I have to tell you though, Paul, you do have fabulous posts. You were always having a blast.
Thank you.
Because then the flip side of that is then, you know, and I sometimes look in my Facebook feed and I see like, or, oh God, in Instagram, like people posting shit about like their relationships, like. You know, just not like venting.
Yeah.
And it's like...
So here's the thing. I don't want Facebook or any social media to turn into like a complaint. Complaint spot. Which I don't want to hear your complaints. You don't want to hear mine. Whatever. Now here's the thing. I think if you could look back on your life and honestly say that let me rephrase. I would be very happy if I look back at my life and I could not say that I wish I had more fun. And that's kind of the life that I'm trying to live. And I feel like a lot of us document things on social media.
Well, I use it like a photo album.
Oh.
Essentially.
But you don't post that many photos.
No, I don't. But then I use it to like promote like articles that I'm writing and things like that.
I'm a rock star. Like, look at me. But then here's the thing. And I wonder sometimes if that's good for dating or bad because I want to be cool. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, here I am at the club. Oh, and here I am with the strippers. Oh, and here I am doing a shot. Well, then I don't take pictures of a shot.
Okay, but then you have to, there's a science behind
it. No, I know.
So then you have to like juxtapose that with like, I feed the whales.
Which I do that
baby
too.
Baby whales.
But here's the thing. I think that people might eventually call my bluff because I only do that on Tuesday through Thursday. Monday, I don't do anything because I'm regretting my whole weekend from
before. Sure.
And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm all active on Facebook, you know, about this, that, and the other. And here's the thing. I feel like when I'm drinking, I get more active on social media. It's weird. And then I want to text my ex. And then I know. And then I think...
No!
And it's the worst because I think,
let me
post this picture and hope to God my ex-boyfriend sees it. Why? I don't know. But if for some reason that just like boils
You know
in my
he
head.
Saw it. They always look. They
do.
Fucking look.
A lot. Now here's the thing. I have not pulled the plug on my Facebook connection with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, you got it.
No, we've been separated for 3 months.
Oh, you got it.
We broke up together 3 times. It's a disaster.
Yeah, but
it's hard to get over. But here's the thing. I unfollowed him. So the last 3 times I broke up with him, why on earth was there ever a second time? I don't know. That's a whole other Oprah. We could talk about that some other time. I deleted them all 3 times. And we get back together 2 months.
And then you
later.
Add them.
Yeah.
You add that.
And then it's like obvious because I'm like, oh, people don't pay attention to me. But apparently they do. And people notice, oh, you guys are friends again.
How awkward
must be
is that?
Dating.
How
and so,
awkward, though.
So awkward. And I don't put my relationship status, but it's clear when you see me re-adding and deleting my ex-boyfriend that we're having some fucking drama.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What am I, fucking 20?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
God.
This time I didn't delete him on Facebook. But there's a thing on Facebook that lets you hide somebody. So I don't see anything at all.
Yeah.
But now here's the thing. When your ex-boyfriend starts going through your Facebook and clicking like and all of your shit.
Shit, that's like 28 weeks old.
Oh, no, he's not that bad. But it's weird because I'm like, bro, when we were together, you didn't like any of my shit. In fact, you didn't even use it. And now that we're broken up, oh, here is me at the club. Oh, you're clicking like. I mean, it's weird. It's bizarre.
I actually, well, there's two sides to this story. So I actually unfriended an ex and then... re-added him in my sleep.
Oh, no.
I know.
No, and you didn't.
I swear to God.
No.
And everyone thinks I'm lying. And I swear to God, Paul, I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh, fuck.
I mean, how does a person
Well, do I don't know. Because
are you dreaming about Facebook in your sleep?
No.
That's the problem.
No. You know what it was? And I think this is honestly what happened is we have several mutual friends. And I think I saw them in a photo together.
Mm.
And then I like fell asleep with my iPad in my hand.
Oh.
But, like, I...
Gina, put a snooze button on that shit, right? I mean, we can't be adding people in our sleep, especially ex-boyfriends.
I know.
I mean, you can like my picture on your sleep all you want to, and I probably would be happy about that, but...
I don't even want that. Because it's like, nah. No, what's really funny, though, is a guy that I was hooking up with, God, several months ago, liked a picture of mine from, like, 3 months ago. And then I was like... we were hooking up a couple of months... in December, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So
and
this is like 8 months.
Yeah. God. Oh, God. It's
yeah.
Bad. Yeah. God. So then, he liked a photo that I posted like 3 or 4 months before that. And so it was like, bro, you are essentially just confirming the fact that you are a stalker.
Now, here's the thing. So I just had like a revelation about this the other day.
Okay. Great
when
time.
You go through somebody's Facebook, is it actually, or Instagram or what have you, whatever social media, is it stalking or doing research? Because I think there are two different things.
I completely agree.
And I am all on board for doing research before you date somebody. I want to know who your ex-boyfriend is.
You do or you don't?
No, I do. Who am I up against? Now, is this guy?
Up against.
I mean, what's my competition? Because what did this guy have before? What do I have now? Is this guy somebody who is a absolute hot supermodel, or does he have man tits from eating too much soy rizo? I don't know. I need to know. You know what I mean? So I can
inquiring minds.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
To know.
Now, I don't think that's stalking. I think that's doing your research and being well
okay,
prepared.
But then I have to tell you that an ex that goes through your shit,
yes.
That's stalking.
But now here's also the other thing. It's like when they click like on something, either A, it's an accident, which I guess happens sometimes, but B, I think it's so easy to say it's an accident, but it can actually be intentional.
Because
they want you to know that you're there going back and looking at it. And why? I don't know. Do they want you to think
is that like a passive aggressive in?
I have no idea. But it irks me every time, and I bet you it irks you too. I mean, obviously you're talking about this 8 months later.
Well, that guy wasn't an asshole though. It was just maybe it was cute. I don't know.
It's hard to say.
Well,
but at the same time, we put shit up on social media so people can see it. So you didn't see it 8 months ago. You see it now. And
yeah, but I have some exes that post shit on social media because they want me to see it.
Oh, of course.
For certain.
And see, here's the thing with my ex. I have him turned off, so I couldn't even tell you if he posted anything. And I don't want to look because I don't want to just bring up those, you know, bad memories and stuff. But I also just kind of, you know, blow it off and say, whatever, I'm turning your shit off and you can click liking me and see how fantastic I am. And I hope to God I have a good birthday. You know, celebrating that the trip that we were supposed to go on together.
Oh, don't you love that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it'll be so great. But you know what? It ends up turning out better because I found better people to go with.
And then he got hurt.
Itinerary. Yeah, he's 20.
It doesn't matter, though.
He's 10 years younger
than me. That is okay with me for the moment.
Here's the thing, though. It was really trippy because we went out to dinner the other day and I said, do you want to come back and have a drink at my house? And he said, oh, absolutely. I said, perfect. We're at Trader Joe's. Let's go to dinner and walk into Trader Joe's. And he said, I can't go in there with you. Excuse me? He's like, well, and I said, oh, you're right. They won't sell it to me if you're with
me.
And he says, you're right. They will not sell it to you. Because it looks like I'm going to give them the alcohol, which of course I was. But that was kind of weird.
Wait.
I know. Because he's not 21. I know. And so I had to buy alcohol for the guy. So that's kind of weird. On the other side, going out to dinner with him is easy because I'm not spending $9 on Cook's champagne. And, you know, I can have a pretty cheap dinner, stay relatively sober, go home, and then fuck the 20-year-old. I mean, it's got its pluses and minuses.
Huh, she's a cheap date.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless I have to buy the alcohol to bring them home, which isn't the end of the world because bringing your own alcohol home is a lot cheaper than buying it out.
I agree.
A bottle of Cook's champagne costs $4. A glass of it costs $9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not a cheapskate by any means, but I have a hard time paying $9 for a glass of
Cook.
Yes.
I saw them bringing that champs in from behind a gate, and I thought to myself, I said, self?
Yeah.
Who is that for?
Yeah.
And then it was in my glass.
Yeah, exactly. And they said $9.
Yeah. I died.
I know. But what are you going to do? I mean, okay, well, you're out and about. But so dating somebody who's 20, I mean.
I couldn't date 20.
Well, I'm having a hard time. I mean, I got to cut it off.
Yeah, okay. But so like when I was 20, I was dating a 35-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, see, and I'm about to turn 30.
Ooh,
so.
Fuck. Maybe I was 18 and he was 30.
But
you know, it worked. We dated for a long time.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I think it's different.
It's very different. But I also kind of want somebody more established. And I would like somebody that I can go out and have a drink
with. Okay, so then here's the other part of that, too, is then in terms of just, like, conversation.
Okay.
So, like, I have a friend of mine who's, like, in his 30s, and he's dating a 20-year-old. Mm. And I wonder what that, if she's not a mature 20-year-old.
Right.
Like, what is
Which
that?
Which they never are.
What is, I know, because when I was 20,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, me
I know,
too.
So I was like, I wonder what that conversation's like. Or do you guys even talk at all? Or do you just fuck?
He talks a lot about work. And he likes to, he does chemistry and he does construction. And talks
See,
a lot.
Are you sure he's 20?
I am positive he's 20.
I gotta meet this kid.
Oh, you can meet him. And what's funny is that, so I met this guy online and he didn't have his age shown. And I thought he was like 27, 28. Start talking to him. He's very well spoken, has a very good career and stuff. And then I find out he's 20. But I'm like, well, this guy definitely, he doesn't look 20.
Okay,
so
when
whatever.
Does he turn 21?
He turns 21 in like 8 months. Like, it's a long time
ago.
Like, next year. Here we are in almost in August, now halfway through July, and I have to wait until February. I mean, what am I going to do with that? What am I going to do? And what are my friends going to think? I mean, I can't be bothered by that.
You cannot. Okay, so this is another thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, is my mom told me when I was a little girl, she's like, 50% of the people are going to love you, 50% of the people are going to hate you. Fuck the 50 that don't like you. And you probably think of maybe 3 people who don't like
you. Me too.
And I'm like, why the fuck do I give a shit what you think about me?
Well, I wonder why. I mean, I'm so fantastic, I don't understand why they wouldn't like me to begin with. I mean, I'm fucking cool. You know, I kind of pat myself on the back sometimes because I really just like being myself, which I think that's a great,
I agree.
Great thing to be.
Yeah.
You know?
But I find, like, getting caught up in trying to placate or, like, not placate, but just, like, try to, like, appease everyone.
It's
like, I don't
so
like when people are upset with me.
Yeah.
You know, because in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck did I do? And sometimes I don't do anything at all. Sometimes I do shit.
Well, of course.
You know. But it's like, life's so short to be so fucking angry and resentful and mad.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking lighten up.
Yeah. No, that, I feel the same way, too.
So then I was like, you know, I was hemming and hawing a lot over doing this podcast. Because I'm like, what if I offend somebody? What if somebody doesn't like my language? Or what if I say something that somebody doesn't like? And I'm like, you know what? Fuck that person.
Yeah.
Just don't listen.
Yeah, totally. And be thankful for the listeners that you have.
Totally.
And be stoked in this.
And I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, no, and I think that it's fantastic. And I'm so thankful that you have let me come on your show today.
Yes.
It's been so fantastic.
Well,
it's a wonderful Sunday. Always, always fun hanging out with you, Gina.
I love it, Paul.
I hope I can do this again.
Of course, my dear. All right, team. Have a lovely day.